The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. When region play begins, the postseason gets serious. With the exception of the region title game, every time you set foot on the floor could be the season's last contest. Here in Joe Sims' gym tonight, Matt Walker and his 19-9 Lady Dogs put their District 7A number 2 seed status on the line as they play host to the District 8A number 3 seed Merrill Hyde Magnet School Lady Hawks and head coach Dakota Hill, who brought their 4-19 record an hour and a half eastward commute from Hendersonville into the heart of Bulldog Country for a rematch from 1 year ago. Get ready for the Region 4A quarterfinal here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show and this year's 23rd broadcast of Clay County basketball. For the first time this postseason, we're sitting comfortable high atop Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be running the show tonight, even though it feels a little strange to be sitting here without the heart and soul of the Horizon Sports Network, the one we like to call the Bulldog History Guru and everyone's voice of the Bulldogs, Daniel Strong, who's enjoying some time with his family this weekend. There's no doubt we're going to miss him, but we're in good hands, though, because, as always, we'll be joined later by former legendary coach Joe Sims. And right now, I have the honor of getting ready to call this one alongside Upper Cumberland broadcasting legend Craig Cantrell, who will provide the play-by-play talents for Bulldog Nation tonight. Craig, you're an icon in the industry, and we can't thank you enough for getting on board with us.
Well, I appreciate that, Thomas. I love the kind words, and I kind of like I always say, I'm kind of like an old pair of shoes. Everybody's comfortable with me, so that's kind of what we'll try to do, and we'll try to keep you entertained and give you the information you need through the game tonight. And I appreciate you giving me an opportunity. I've worked around you guys for a long time, and we appreciate being able to help you out.
Well, I'm glad you're here with us, and no better way to get you started here on the Horizon Sports Network than with elimination postseason basketball, Craig.
Yeah, in Tennessee, this is when it gets fun, when it gets to where it's win or go home. That means a whole lot, and that's what these two teams doing. These Clay County girls, they have put themselves in a good spot in the two seed, being able to play at home. The boys, they'll have a little tougher test tomorrow, having to go on the road, but every time you can help yourself and get a home game, that's what they've been able to do tonight.
Yeah, you're right. The Lady Dogs have positioned themselves to make a run here in the Region 4A tournament, but they got to get by Merrill High tonight in a game Clay County's a big favorite in. Should be a Lady Bulldog win, but you never know what can happen in elimination basketball. That's why they play the game, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah, postseason basketball, anything can happen. The one thing you look at, though, Merrill Hyde only has 9 dressed tonight, so that can be a big advantage to a team like Clay County. They'll probably come out and press a whole lot. Coach Walker likes to do that. Got to try to wear them down, test the ball handling early, and just see what they can do. And like you say, even though it's a 2-3 matchup, Clay County probably is a pretty heavy favorite tonight.
We wouldn't be here tonight without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network that allow us to bring Craig in and make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough for staying on board with us. And a special shout-out to the Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank and Russell West of their Salina branch for making live video possible. Craig, once we get to the postseason, there's a pretty significant fee that has to be paid to the TSSAA, and we're thankful to the Bank of Salina.
Yeah, without the sponsors, it wouldn't be possible to do this. So this is just a great service to so many people that are unable to go. And you know, it may not be just the people that are shut in. Some people have to work nights, just can't get off work. And that's just a great service. And I know people enjoy, the players enjoy going back and watching the replays, because that gives them a chance, especially when they're 30 years down the road. They can take their kids that are playing then and say, hey, this is how I played the game back
that's
in
right.
the day. So that, yeah, this is a great service. And the sponsor who makes it possible, we really appreciate them.
Up next in the CarQuest pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show, coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. But the paper's not out yet about the Lady Dogs championship game. You know, the Lady Dogs gave Pickett County their best shot in the District 7A championship, but came up short of a title with a 69-57 loss to the Lady Bobcats. Clay County led by as many as nine early, and the game was tied at halftime before Pickett County outscored the Lady Dogs 16-7 in the final frame to claim the championship. Bella Ashlock had 18 points in that one. Madison Hayes, 14. Hallie Buford and Ella Eads both with 9. Natalie Smith, 6. And Jenna Thompson, 1. Coach Sims, the Lady Dogs gave Pickett County all they wanted for a while in that title game.
Yeah, I thought it was one of our better games this year. I was talking to Matt the other day, and I said, man, we just got to find some way to slow them down a little. You know, we can't beat them or anybody else giving up 67 points. That's just too many. But they played really good. Lowe, the guard, she had the best game I've ever seen her have. You know, she had 31 or something like that. Bella's kind of down because she was one guarding her, but, you know, she just played really good. But, I just one of those games. I thought we played good. We just hit a little streak right there in the fourth quarter. I think it was 3 going into the last quarter, and we went down about 2 or 3 times and didn't score. They went down there and did score, and that's about the difference in the game. You know, we got down 8 or 9, and we just couldn't recover from that and ended up losing by 12, I think. But still, you know, we're in the bracket we really need to be in, and, you know, we just take care of business now. You know, we're looking at least going to the sub-state, I think.
Folks, we encourage you to pick a copy of this week's paper for all things Clay County, including basketball and that championship game coverage. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Merrill Hyde here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for the Ashlock and Strong Girls Region 4A update. Clay County comes into this one against Merrill Hyde as the number 2 seed tonight, Merrill Hyde being the number 3. On their side of the bracket, Coach Sims talked about it. You have the number 1 seed out of District 8A, East Robertson, playing the number 4 seed Red Bowling Springs team tonight, Coach, at East Robertson. So, that could be a toss-up game.
It could. I really think that'll be a good game. If Red Bowling plays like they played against us both times in the regular season, that'll be a really real good game, I think. You know, last year, Red Bowling finished 4, and they went down there and beat whoever was number 1. I don't think it was East Robertson. I think it was Joe Burns last year, I believe. But they went down there and won, and I thought they would. So, it would be a big surprise to me if they did go down there and win. Even though East Robertson's like 20-5, their schedule's not terribly tough for girls. You know, if they played the schedule that we have, they'd have a whole lot more than 5 losses.
Yeah, so Clay County will be getting, if they take care of business here with Merrill Hyde, will be getting the winner of the East Robertson Red Bull Springs game Monday night at 7:30 p.m. On the other side of the bracket, you've got the number one seed out of District 7A, Pika County, hosting Knowledge Academies tonight. You expect that that's going to be a blowout for the Lady Bobcats. And then the other game, maybe another toss-up here between the number two seed out of 8A, Coach Joe Burns, and number three seed, Clark Range, having to go on the road.
Joe Burns has been pretty decent the last couple of years. I just assumed they were down some this year because the record's not very good. But I've seen Clark Range not play real great at times this year. And at times, you know, they can fill it up. Up there, they scored, 74 on us, but you know, the last couple of times they hadn't got out of the 30s, so I don't know what kind of defense Joe Burns plays, but now down there, you know, that could be a game. It kind of be like Clark Range going to a Trousdale a few years ago and getting beat, you know, so never know what might happen on the road.
The winner of those two, of course, we talked about Big County being a huge favorite, versus the Joe Burns Clark Range winner will be the first game Monday night with a 6 p.m. tip. Championship coming on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Craig, so, you know, a lot of talk about maybe District 7A going and sweeping District 8A, hoping to have this girls' tournament, maybe not as for East Robertson, but back at your former home at Livingston Academy.
Yeah, that's what I was sitting here thinking. I'm looking at all these matchups, and I'm thinking this district here could sweep. They could go on the road, because Red Bull has beat some very good teams this year, and Clark Rains, they've been very good this year at times, like Coach Tim said. So I feel very good about this district having a chance to bring it back to Livingston Academy. I know the fans would love that. That's a whole lot closer than going to East Robertson.
No doubt. Folks, this girls' 4A Region 4A update has been brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Marcus Lina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We're going to run them one little set of ads and be back for Tipsy's Final Take.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. This time for Tipsy's Final Take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts on tonight's matchup. Coach Sims, not a whole lot of secrets here. Break this one down for us.
Well, like I say, I don't know anything about Merle Hyde. We played them last year in this game, but I know what I think Matt will do. He'll come out pressing like crazy and half-court trapping, and that's what I'd do. I'd see if I could handle that right off the bat, you know. And you know, I just hope we can play good, you know, not miss a bunch of easy shots around the basket. I think we're going to have a lot of stuff in transition, hopefully. And, you know, we can make good decisions. That's one thing this year I think we've lacked sometimes is our decision-making on, you know, out in open court. We'll try to take it one-on-two and one-on-three sometimes. I hope we don't do that. But I just hope we, you know, hit our shots around the basket. I think we'll make enough out the floor if we get good looks. And, you know, I just think this one will be over by halftime. You know, I hope so anyway.
Craig, been doing these games for 40 years. You've seen a lot of these matchups where there's a favored team. You know, what – some people call them a trap game.
Yeah.
What's Clay County got to do tonight, you think, to come out victorious?
I think, like Coach Simp said, they've just got to come out and play their game. Try to get the ball inside and make good things happen in the paint, and they've got a big advantage. You look at the size of Clay County compared to the size of Merrill Hyde. They've got four that are bigger than everybody on this Merrill Hyde team. So if they just pound it inside and get turnovers, I think, like you said, I think they're going to try to press, get out and get the, turn this into an 84-foot game and just try to run with them and just kind of wear them down. And I think if that works, they'll be very successful.
Folks, this has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Getting ready for the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym. We'll play a few ads and be right back.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhaugh Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Delhaugh One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Had a little technical difficulties with the flag there during the national anthem. Sorry for that extended break there. And it's time for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. The visiting Merrill Hyde. You know, I didn't find out what the mascot is. Is it the Hawks? The Lady Hawks. The visiting Merrill Hyde Lady Hawks come into Joe Sims Gym tonight. And they starting for them, number 32, Sydney Ariza. Number 22, Elizabeth Keith. Number 1, Presley Mingle. Number 20, Tatiana Holder-Wright. And number 44, Jenna Wright. For Clay County, they're led by head coach Matt Walker, come in tonight's region quarterfinal with a 19-9 record. Clay County starters for them. Going to be senior Hallie Buford, senior Bella Ashlock, senior Madison Hayes, sophomore Ella Eads, and junior Lacey Wicks. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Craig talked about it earlier in the pregame show. We're honored to have you alongside us. I'm going to turn this one over to you.
Thank you, Thomas. We appreciate it. As the Clay County Lady Bulldogs being introduced to the crowd, and they're dressed in the familiar home white, the black numbers, the gold trim. The Lady Hawks of Merrill High dressed in the navy blue, the white numbers, the Columbia blue trim on them. And as the starters introduced, always, Coach Sims, once you get into region tournament play, there's no better feeling than getting this first game started in the region tournament, is
it? That's right. It's always a kind of an accomplishment, you know, to get to the region. Not so, I guess as much, because you've got so few teams in most of the districts now. I used to, when I first started, they were six or seven, and sometimes it's hard to get to the region, you know, but it's an accomplishment, you know. You just got to, especially get to play at home, since they've changed that rule to where top two teams get to play at home. So we got what we want. We just need to take advantage of it.
Clay County moving to the bucket to our left. Merrill Hyde moving to the bucket to our right. Happy to have you with us, says stepping in will be the lead official to get this one underway. The ball is in the air. The tap's going to be controlled by Clay County. Quickly to the rim. Driving left side layup. Going to be blocked away. Is taking it strong to the rim. Was Buford, but Merrill Hyde with the block. And they'll come out there with it. So a big play there early by the Merrill Hyde defense. Quickly in the front court comes Merrill Hyde. They'll go down low to the cutter, Areza. And it's knocked away by Clay County. Knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Merrill Hyde as they'll play it in left side on the baseline. Areza to throw in as Clay County goes 2-3 on the baseline throw in. Knocked away on the inbounds. It's loose in the lane and rolled out of bounds. Deflection there by Clay County's Ella Eads. And a couple of times now, Clay County's got hands on balls to make deflection.
I thought that one was off them, but they give it back to them.
Areza to throw in again on this near side. She'll play it in to Keith. Keith double team, backs it back out to Areza, steps in the lane, kicks it up top. They'll fake. They'll drop it right corner now to Keith. Keith. Little short corner jumper on the right side, bouncing, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Areza. And a first time for the Clay County offense to get the set up in the half court. I get to see you talked about trying to take it inside. This is their first chance to try to do that here against this Merrill Hyde team.
We'll see. I was surprised that last shot got blocked on Hallie there, but it did.
Clay County into the front court as they'll bring it with Keith, rather with Eads in the front court. Lob down low, players wide open on the far side. The layup good by Bella Ashlock, moving without the basketball, coach, and that will find you open shots all the time.
That's a set play that they run quite a bit against zone. Usually open, too.
Quickly in the front court is Wright. She's going to be trapped. Ball deflected away, but Merrill Hyde will keep possession. Areza on the baseline. They double-team her there. Ball knocked away and stolen away by Eads. Eads quickly in the front court for Clay County. Eads will drive. Has Buford with her. Jumper right side. Banking good. Ella Eads to get Clay County on the board for the first time. And a deflection there by Wicks to knock it out of bounds. Transition, we talked about. That's going to be a key as Eads got wide open there, taking it in and able to bank it softly off the glass to score the two. Inbound's going to be made to Mingle. Mingle now to Areza to bring it front court. Areza spins to the right hand, gets inside. She'll drive, gets underneath. Jumper no good. Rebound pulled away by Buford. Buford now going to slow it down and walk it up the middle of the floor to set the offense for Coach Matt Walker and the Lady Bulldogs. Eads down low to Ashlock. Jumper bouncing good by Bella Ashlock. Areza to bring it front court. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Clay County leading 6-0. The front court with it is Wright. Wright pass stolen away. Ashlock will move it front court to Wicks. Wicks driving left side. Layup no good. Rebound taken away by Merrill Hyde as Mingle there to pull it for the Lady Hawks. Areza now in the front court. Good pass on the baseline. Jumper there is no good by Wright. Rebound pulled away by Ashlock. Long outlet to Wicks. Wicks right at the rim. Layup good. Lacey Wicks. Clay County pulling away now at 8-0 with 2.5 gone in the first quarter. Keith trapped in the backcourt. Dangerous pass stolen by Clay County. Layup right side by Eads is no good. Clay County gets the rebound, but then the pass going to be taken away as with the steal is Wright. Wright now will drop it off to Mingle to bring it front court. Mingle on the right side backs it back out with the left-hand dribble. They double-team. Ball knocked away by Hayes and out of bounds. And our first subs of the game coming in for Merrill Hyde.
Starting about like you thought, guys, you know, with the pressure of Clay County, you can just see, you know, this is a superior basketball team.
We've got several steals already.
Inbounds goes to Montgomery, who has checked in, taken away by Ashlock. Ashlock, long lead pass to Wicks, running the floor, jumper inside, no good. Rebound pulled away by Merrill Hyde as they get control of it. Merrill Hyde will bring it front court with Keith across the timeline. Keith on the baseline left to Montgomery. Her jumper there is no good. Rebound taken away by Wicks, and Clay County has just dominated the board so far. Ashlock to the rim. Scoop layup good. Bella Ashlock. Ashlock lays it up and in. Clay County is in double digits as they lead it 10-0 here in the first quarter. The front court with it is Mingle. Mingle will go on the baseline now for Merrill Hyde. Spin inside. Jumper no good. Rebound taken away by Buford. Buford down the front court, and they're going to call the discontinued dribble on Hallie Buford, and the turnover by Clay County is going to give it back to Merrill Hyde, and they'll take a timeout.
Clay County leads 10-0. 4 minutes left here. We'll take a timeout with them.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Quarterfinals, where Clay County's off to a fast start. They lead 10-0. Midway through this first quarter, live video being provided by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank, Craig.
Steal by Clay County. They'll take it right to the rim. The jumper no good, but Bella Ashlock there to clean it up for Clay County. Bella having a big first quarter. She's got eight as we're halfway through the first quarter. We'll have our first foul of the game called on Clay County. It's going to go on the Lady Bulldogs, Ella Eads, picking up her first team foul on Clay County. And, Coach, what do you think about the rule change on the free throws? You may have talked about it already this season.
Yeah, I kind of like it. If I was coaching, I know I'd like it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to press if the other team got the 1-1. Of course, this resets at the end of the first quarter, so that would really have been down my alley, you know. So, I kind of like it.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. I didn't know when it started whether I would, but I feel that you can use it in many different ways, can't you?
Of course. College women's been doing it for years, so I've been, you know, I watch a lot of college women, so I was kind of used to it, seeing them do it. So,
rebound inside by Clay County as Hayes will control that one out to Eads. Up top, Buford. Her three is money for Hallie Buford, knocking down the deep three. Up top, first triple of the night for either team. Areza into the front court. She'll drive, drops it off on the baseline. Clay County back well defensively as Merrill Hyde backs it out. Areza on the right wing, now to right. Right on the baseline, double team, long pass, able to catch it as Montgomery, but couldn't control it and do anything with it. Now Mingle with the left-hand dribble, back to Montgomery. She'll drive, double teamed on the baseline, up top pass stolen away by Wicks. Wicks quickly in the front court for the Lady Bulldogs. Wicks, diagonal pass going to be stolen, though, by Keith, as she anticipated well. Keith looking to run the other way to the rim, and Ashlock will foul her to get her first free throws of the game with 3:01 to play in the first quarter. Bella Ashlock picks up her first foul. This will put Elizabeth Keith on the free throw line to shoot two on the shooting foul. And she'll step up there looking to hit Merrill Hyde on the board. And the free throw is good. So the first point of the game for Merrill Hyde at 3:01 to play in the first quarter as they scored at the free throw line and they get another sub into the ball game. As Keith to shoot a second free throw here. Put this one on the way. That one's good as well.
Pretty good stroke there from the Lady Hawk.
It was. Got to make them feel a little better just getting on the board because at 15-0, that's a pretty big mountain to climb. Still is, but Ashlock will kick it right side. Buford, left-handed triple is money Hallie Buford knocks down her second three. The lefty on the right wing has six, and Clay County has their biggest lead at 16. It's 18-2. Areza now to bring it front court. Areza going to be pushed and fouled by Buford, picking up her first, team's third. So one more to give before Merrill Hyde goes into the bonus here in the first quarter.
That's something, you know, that's good about a game like this for Clay County, isn't it, Coach? You know, getting Buford to see a few go through the hoop, getting her confidence going from behind the arc.
Yeah, she don't get too many open looks against Pickett and Clark Range and those teams.
Good rebound there by Madison Hayes. She'll go to Eads. Right baseline, Ashlock. Jumper's no good. Rebound taken away by Merrill Hyde as they'll pull a rebound. They are able to get that one, and Areza now will bring it front court, but it's taken away by Eads. Eads wide open on the right side. Layup no good. Rebound taken away by Buford, and she's going to be fouled by Areza, and her first free throws of the night for Clay County. Coming at the 2:01 mark of this first quarter as Hallie Buford will step to the free throw line to shoot two.
We talked about it all season long. Buford, the best free throw shooter on this team, Craig. Somewhere up or over 80%.
Yeah, about 81 or 2 or 3, somewhere in that neighborhood. She's usually money.
Buford knocks down the first one. Whistle stop play. Is Clay County going to get Kendall Matthews into the ballgame? Is their first sub will check in. Bella Ashlock going to sit down. Second free throw coming up from Buford. Puts this one on the way and knocks it down. And if you look at from a coach's point, Coach, if you score 20 in a quarter, you got to be pretty happy, and they've done that still with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, we might get 30.
Areza going to drive. A little wraparound pass stolen away by Wicks. Wicks quickly in the front court for Lady Bulldogs. Wicks backs it back out, picks up the dribble, swings it now to Matthews. Left corner, Buford for three. That one rims no good. Rebound pulled away by Wright, as that would have been a dagger right there if it's not already with that. With her third three possibly right there. Left baseline, Merrill Hyde's jumper's no good by Mingle. Rebound pulled away by Hayes for Clay County. Now Eads to bring it front court for the Lady Bulldogs as they'll slow it down a little bit as Coach Walker calls the offensive set against this 2-3 zone. Buford on the baseline, Matthews. Matthews' pass going to be kicked away by Merrill Hyde, and it will stay with Clay County on the throw-in. Ashlock coming back in. Hayes going to sit down for Clay County. Merrill Hyde, a couple of more players check back in. They've dressed eight. They played eight of those. They dressed nine. They played eight of those nine already in this first quarter. Eads plays it right side. Buford, she'll fake. She'll drive. Pull up short corner jumper is no good. Ashlock will tap the rebound, but Areza will come out of there with it on the run. Areza crosses over. Good job keeping the dribble alive in traffic, but then Wicks will take it away. Wicks just picked her pocket on that little crossover.
Yeah, Wicks, one of the team leaders in steals. She does lead the team in deflection. We just talked about her all season long. She's just very disruptive on the defensive end.
Eads in the front court. Pass deflected there, but it gets to Buford. Buford now with 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Goes high post to Wicks. Lob down low, Ashlock. Ashlock reverse layup underneath, no good. Bella gets her own rebound back up, no good. Rebound inside Wicks. Her follow's no good. Rebound tapped around. The foul going to be called on Clay County on that rebound. Foul going to go on Bella Ashlock, and she'll pick up her second. I know they didn't score on it, Coach, but high-low passing with the post players, that's one of the oldest arts in basketball. It usually works, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't do anymore much.
Jump ball going to be called here as Buford will reach in and tie up Ruby Blackburn, who has checked back in for Merrill Hyde. It'll be Elizabeth Keith stepping out to throw in for the Lady Hawks as she'll play it in with 22.2 seconds to play in the first quarter. Inbound goes to Blackburn. Blackburn now to Areza. Eads almost got another steal, and now Wicks will. No, that's Buford. Buford quickly to the rim. Left-hand layup good. Hallie Buford. Anticipation, just shooting that gap. When you've got athletes, you can do that. And she gets the finish and goes into double figures. Areza with 3 seconds to play in the quarter. NBA three at the buzzer is no good. And we're through one. After one complete, it is Clay County 22, Merrill Hyde 2 here in Salina.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org. where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym for Region 4A Girls. Quarterfinals were Clay County off to a fast start. They lead 22-2 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, it's all about the seniors so far. Hallie Buford already in the double figure. She's got 10 in the first quarter. Bella Ashlock off to a good start with 8. Ella Eads and Lacey Wicks also adding 2 for the Lady Dogs. The only bucket, 4. Merrill Hyde, Elizabeth Keith, with 2 free throws. I shouldn't say the only bucket. She's got 2 buckets. They're both free throws for their 2 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Craig.
Thank you, Thomas. As Clay County with possession, and Coach Walker testing me, Coach Sims. He's put 5 new players out there. Just to,
yeah.
Hey, let's see how he can keep up with me here. Natalie Smith with the ball up top will go to Claire Kendall, who has checked in. Right side, they go to number 44 for the Lady Bulldogs. And do you have a 44 on there, Thomas?
44? I don't. Somebody's wearing a different jersey.
That's Halen Garrison.
It is. It's Halen Garrison.
As a timeout called here, we'll take it with them. 7:29 to play first half. Clay County 22, Merrill Hyde 2.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Region 4A quarterfinals, where Clay County leads 22-2 early in the second quarter. Being presented by, I forgot that, live video being presented by Bank of Salina.
Layup inside by Jenna Thompson, one of those new players that has checked in for Clay County. They go into a little half-court trap. The Lady Bulldogs, they're 2-2-1 as Areza tries to split the double team. Ball knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Good job there by Clay County diving on the floor to tie it up. Is number 3, Natalie Smith, to get that tie up, but it will stay with Merrill Hyde. So on the floor right now for Clay County, Natalie Smith, Claire Kendall, Kendall Matthews, Jenna Thompson, and Halen Garrison for the Lady Bulldogs, and Merrill Hyde for the Lady Hawks will play it in on the left side as they go in the corner. Now, long pass to right. That's going to be taken away. Stolen by Kendall. Kendall to the rim. Fakes. Goes up and scores. Pretty ball fake there by Claire Kendall to get the defender to fly by and score her first 2 of the night. Merrill Hyde in the front court with it, with Mingle. Taken away. Stolen there by Garrison. Garrison, left side jumper, no good. Rebound to Smith. Has it knocked away, but rolls right to Garrison. They'll swing it around on the left side now for the jumper down low, which is no good. Rebound tapped around. Coming up with it is going to be Smith. Her jumper no good. Rebound in the lane to Baylor Walden, who has checked in. Her jumper out top by number 11, Kendall Matthews, is no good, but the rebound pulled away by Merrill Hyde. So they changed up a little bit, bringing Baylor Walden in during that last timeout. Merrill Hyde in the front court with it. Goes down low to the cutter there, Keith. Keith double team, drops it inside. They'll go to right. Right. Now kicks it back out to Keith, who knocks down the three-pointer. Elizabeth Keith has all 5 of Merrill Hyde's points, a three-pointer and 2 free throws. The front court with it is Clay County. On the left side, Walden. Walden will drive. Good cut by Matthews. Layup good. Kendall Matthews for her first 2. As Baylor Walden with a pretty bounce pass. Just going to the basics. Our Clay County right now executing very well. Jenna Wright in the front court with it. Little power move inside. Tried to get a little room against Walden. And Walden, good job staying inbounds to be able to get to that one. Long pass to Garrison. Garrison backs it back out now to Matthews. They'll swing it back around to Walden. Her three in the corner bouncing no good. Rebound taken away by Merrill Hyde. Is there to pull it is Mingle. Mingle now will drop it off to Keith to bring it front court. Dangerous pass deflected away by Kendall, but Merrill Hyde keeps possession. Mingle right side jumper good for two for the Lady Hawks as they've scored five now in this second quarter. Ball going to be taken away by Tatiana Wright for Merrill Hyde. They'll bring it front court with Mingle. Mingle there at the half court circle. Over the top of the double team. Pass deflected away by Matthews. Stolen away by Clay County. Garrison running to the rim. Layup no good. But she's pushed and fouled by Presley Mingle, picking up her first foul of the game. First foul of the quarter against Merrill Hyde. But it will put Halen Garrison on the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Bulldogs.
I know it's tough on you, Craig, but it's good to see all these young players getting some playing time here.
About three short tonight, too. The Carr girls are not here, and I don't believe the Brown girls here. I'd say the Carr girls are gone to that retreat in the mountains, probably. And I don't know about the Brown girls. She may be gone, too.
Halen Garrison knocks down both free throws for Clay County. Coach, you were talking. These are some legacy players out there on the floor right now. A lot of them are for Clay County High School.
Yeah, there's probably five or six of the parents or mamas played for me or daddies or somebody did. See, out there right now, Baylor Walden's mama played for me. Lil Smith girl, she may be out right now, but her mom played for me. That's the only ones out there right now. But Bella's mom played for me. Maddie's.
Merrill Hyde with possession. Quick foul call there on Halen Garrison. She'll pick up her first. First foul of the second quarter on Clay County as we're halfway through the second quarter. Clay County dominating this one, leading 30-7 over Merrill Hyde here in the second quarter. Mingle in the front court. Again, a deflection by Clay County. Areza gets to it. That one knocked away by Garrison, but rolls to Wright, and then Wright going to be called for the offensive foul. Good job by Walden just holding her ground against Jenna Wright, forcing the offensive foul first on Wright. Second in the quarter on Merrill Hyde.
And all five of these reserve players we've seen throughout the season, Coach. We've seen both freshmen, Kendall Matthews, the senior,
right,
getting the starts throughout. Baylor Walden played some big minutes, and
Claire
Kendall
plays,
also.
Baylor plays every game, and Natalie Smith plays every game. And Halen played a lot early, and then she got sick. She hadn't played much lately. Little Kendall girl plays quite a bit.
And, of course, Jenna Thompson getting some big minutes on defense in the District 7A championship.
Baseline jumper bouncing no good by Elizabeth Keith and knocked out of bounds by Merrill Hyde. It will stay with Clay County, or it will go to Clay County as they'll play it in on the baseline as Kendall Matthews stepping out to throw in, plays it in to Natalie Smith, who is rather to Claire Kendall for Clay County. Back now to Smith to Matthews to bring it front court. Walden back to Matthews. Matthews with the left-hand dribble, directing traffic, goes to Walden. Off a little screen down low. Left corner to three is good by Baylor Walden. Pretty screen set, Coach, to get her free. Can step into the corner.
Baylor's hit some threes this year. She hadn't hit many lately, but now back earlier she hit a bunch.
And, again, another good opportunity for Walden to get some confidence back here.
And I love the way it was set up. There's a deflection by Walden, picked up, though, by Keith. They'll go to Areza. Her three on the left side, banking, no good. Rebound taken away by Kendall. Kendall wanting to come out of there on the run for the Lady Bulldogs. Lob down low to number 23, Jenna Thompson in there. She'll kick it back out to Kendall, right side now to Garrison. Garrison up top to Walden. Deep three by Baylor. That one bounces no good. Rebound to Areza wanting to run. Areza quickly in the front court, all the way to the rim, driving to the bucket. Layup no good. Garrison there to pull the rebound as Clay County will bring it back front court with 2.5 to play in the first half, and Clay County leading 33-7. Looking for that 20th win of the season. That's always what a team really shoots for, is the three on this left side, banking, no good by Thompson. Rebound taken away by Kendall, a second chance for the Lady Bulldogs. 20 wins, kind of the benchmark for a team, and they got a chance to reach that tonight.
Anytime you win 20, you've had a good year.
Pass deflected by Merrill Hyde out of bounds as – Coming back in for Clay County is Natalie Smith. Coming back for Merrill Hyde is Ruby Blackburn.
You're right, Craig, and we've talked about it every broadcast, too. The nine losses have come to really good teams. Don't have them all in front of me, but, you know, this is a successful season for this Lady Dog team, and they've still got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm impressed. I haven't seen them before tonight, and I'm impressed with what they're doing here. Right side, they'll go high post to Walden. Walden back up top to Smith. Now to Thompson to bring it back to Smith, top of the key. Smith looks to drive, kicks it right wing to Kendall. Kendall to the free throw line, back to Walden. Walden, big jump step into the lane, and a foul will be called on Areza, and free throws here for Clay County. Baylor Walden going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Bulldogs. They haven't missed the free throw. They've only shot two as Clay County. They're 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Walden's 1 of 2 is on the way, and good. Baylor with 4 points off the bench. 9 different players have scored for Clay County here in the first half, and that's pretty good when you can get that many in the scoring column in a region tournament game.
And you've had to learn all of their names, Chris.
Second free throw by Walden. That one's good as well as she hits her fifth one. I think I said they were 2 of 2. They were 4 of 4 before those two. They're now 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Blackburn on the right wing. Down low pass just a little too tall for Montgomery to get to. It's a pretty good set right there, though, that little entry pass from the wing. She had the pin that she wanted, just a little pass just a little too flat.
Yeah.
Smith into the front court. Goes right side to Kendall. Back to Smith. Now Garrison on the left wing. Back to Smith up top as they go a little 1-3-1 offensive set. Garrison left wing three.
Boom.
Bang! Halen Garrison knocks down her first triple. Clay County's made 4 in the first half, and they're at that magic number now, that 31-point lead that could be leading to a continuous clock in the second half. Right baseline jumper good by Ruby Blackburn to move them back inside 30 on Blackburn's first 2 as we're under a minute to play in the first half. Garrison now across the timeline for Clay County at the half-court circle. They swing it left side to Smith. Smith up top to Kendall. Kendall lobbed to Garrison a little behind her, but a good catch with the left hand to keep possession. Garrison between the circles. Works it right side to Kendall. Merrill Hyde kind of vulnerable right now to a backdoor cut. They're kind of overplaying up top. Garrison backs it back out.
They went to like a 1-2-2, and they're dropping that top person down in there to where it looks like a 2-3 after a pass or two. She's out there chasing the ball now, but if we take it down low, she'll get down in there, sag down in the middle.
Clay County wants the last shot of the half. Clock runs with 5 seconds to play. Garrison, left side, 3-ball. That one bounces, no good. Rebound to Smith. Her follow is no good, and we are at halftime. Clay County, a dominant first half. The Lady Bulldogs lead it by 29 at the half. It's Clay County 38, Merrill Hyde 9. Halftime activities coming up right after this.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Quarterfinals, being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank, where Clay County is dominating. They're up 38-9 here at halftime. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and it's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a 20-point lead at the end of the first quarter. They were up 22-2. Merrill Hyde went 5 minutes before they found the basket. It was 15-2 at that point when they scored their first points. Then Clay County outscored them 16-7 in the second stanza to lead by, I guess they're up 29, 38-9 here at halftime. For Merrill Hyde, we got three on the board. Elizabeth Keith has 5 points. Presley Mingle has two. And Ruby Blackburn also has a bucket for the Lady Hawks. For Clay County, I'll have to count them, but looks like about a dozen on the board for Clay County. Hallie Buford, the senior, leading the way with 10. Bella Ashlock has 8. Ella Eads, 2. Lacey Wicks, 2. Kendall Matthews, 2. Baylor Walden, 3. Walden has 5, along with Halen Garrison with 5 points. Clark Kendall has 2, and Jenna Thompson also with 2 points for Clay County as they lead 38-9 here in the Region 4A Girls Quarterfinals, poised to move on to the semifinal round Monday. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out the new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and do that, folks, at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to the girls region 4A quarterfinals, where Clay County's dominating Merrill Hyde 38-9. It is time for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brennan, who invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do. Of course, the winner received through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. And remember to include your name along with your answer. Here's tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 2005, head coach Paige Smith took her 17-12 Lady Dogs out of the district tournament as the number 2 seed and into region quarterfinal action against Watertown. A 50-35 win advanced Clay County High School on to the semifinals. In that quarterfinal win, one player hit 5 3-pointers, while another player secured 12 rebounds. Name those two players. I'll read that one more time. In 2005, head coach Paige Smith took her 17-12 Lady Dogs out of the district tournament as the number 2 seed and into the region quarterfinal action against Watertown. They won 50-35 and advanced to the semifinals. In that quarterfinal win, one player hit 5 threes and another player secured 12 rebounds. Name those two players. Craig, Clay County kind of running away with this one here at halftime.
Yeah, the Lady Bulldogs in complete control, and they're going to go back with their starters here for this third quarter. Don't know how long they'll stay out there in the third quarter. Madison Hayes coming back out, number 1. Hallie Buford checking back in, number 21. Number 22, Lacey Wicks. Number 24, Ella Eads. And number 2, Bella Ashlock for Clay County, as they'll be moving to the bucket to our right. The home team moving to this end this time.
We've got a few guesses on the hotline. Libby Morse guesses Megan Copas and Ashley Turner-Walden. One of those is correct. Just one. We also have Melissa White with Polly Herman and Kimes. That is not correct. We also have Brooke Smith saying Brooke Smith and Polly Herman. Not correct there. Got another guest coming in, Craig, as we get back to action here.
Foul going to be called on Clay County. Lacey Wicks will pick up her first foul in the third quarter on the Lady Bulldogs as Merrill Hyde to play the ball in. I have to say, I couldn't get that answer. That's a good trivia question there.
Well, there was one man sitting at this table that got it right off. But he's just not able to win.
Didn't take him 15 seconds. He had it easy. He was gone.
Well, I wasn't 100% sure, but I thought that was two good possibilities.
Ashlock to the rim. Layup no good. Rebound tapped around. Going to be Tatiana Wright coming up with it for Merrill Hyde as Areza. We'll bring it front court now on the dribble for the Lady Hawks of Merrill Hyde out of Hendersonville as they try to advance. As we said, Clay County tried to do their part. Is that through the hands of Presley Mingle to get a win for District 7A to try to bring the girls' side of the region tournament back to Livingston Academy? And looks like they're in pretty much control of that. I haven't seen any scores from other games as we move along.
Quick score, Clark Range 30, Joe Burns 16 at halftime.
Ashlock inside will get the layup to go into double figures. Bella Ashlock 2 in the quarter, 10 in the game, as that's a couple of 7-18s with double-digit leads here in the second half. You got any more guesses there, Thomas?
We do. We've got Ashley Turner and Amber Strong coming from Teresa Thompson. One of those is correct, but not both.
Amber Strong, very graduated.
Ball knocked away by Clay County. It'll stay with Merrill Hyde in the front court as Areza to play the ball in right side on the baseline.
Looks like we've got Libby Morris coming back in with Megan Copas and Allie Bowes. Incorrect.
Areza with the dribble drive, ball knocked away. They try to save it, does mingle, but can't get to it before it gets out of bounds, and the ball will go to Clay County to play in.
And we got a winner, Craig. It looks like, not sure who this one's from. They'll have to tell us, but we have Ashley Turner and Megan Watson, and that's exactly right. Ashley Turner had the 5 3-pointers. Megan Watson had the 12 rebounds. Coach Sims knew it right off the bat, as we said, and let's see who this winner is. It's going to be Brittany Kerr tonight. The whole family's won throughout the season, and Brittany comes in as tonight's winner.
Driving layup there by Hallie Buford. Buford with her 12th point of the game to lead all scores. Congratulations. That's I like that. That's pretty fun there during halftime.
Yeah, we have a big time with it, Craig, and it's brought to us. The only reason we get to do it is brought to us by Subway of Salina. So, Brittany, watch the mail for your free sub certificate and your Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brennan, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina, Craig.
Little jump hook in the lane by Elizabeth Keith is good for Merrill Hyde to get their first two of the second half. Cuts the lead down to 31 at 42-11 with 5:20 to play in the third quarter. Clay County has brought a couple of new players in as they go down low to Hayes, who lays it up and in for her first two. 10 different players now have scored as Wicks makes the entry pass, and 10 different players in the scorebook for Clay County.
Got a Pickett County score. They're up 50-8 at halftime.
What was the score we were looking at? 62-5 that Merrill Hyde beat the Academy's team that's playing Pickett County earlier in the year?
Something like that.
Areza on the baseline. Pass taken away by Ashlock. Ashlock will bring it front court. Ashlock goes left side to Buford. Left-hand layup good. Hallie Buford running the floor to lay it up and in for her 14th point. And Clay County's got four players ready to check in. They've dressed 11 tonight. All 11 have played. 10 of the 11 have scored for Clay County as they bring it front court. And still a quarter and a half for that 11th one to get herself in the scoring column. I think he pointed the wrong way. Foul going to be called on Clay County, trying to move through the screen. And it will go on Bella Ashlock. She'll pick up her third, team second here in the third quarter.
Craig, you mentioned the Subway Trivia Challenge, and we get great participation with that.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't have it without my broadcast partner, Daniel Strong. I figure he's listening tonight. You know, he's the one that put together all this information and comes up with the questions,
yeah,
taking Coach Sims' records from back in the day and others. And, you got to credit him for putting that information together. It'd all be lost.
That's a great idea. A lot of people don't do that. That's for somebody to go and put the work in to do that, that's just a credit to him. That's great to be able to keep those records for these kids to look back on. Three-pointer on the left side is long by Ella Eads, who's in there for Clay County. Areza now to bring it front court. She'll work it across the timeline. We'll check the Clay County players in just a moment. Is that one knocked away and out of bounds? No. Able to save it is Montgomery. Montgomery's pass going to be taken away by Eads wanting to run. Eads has Walden in front of her. She'll drop it off, but may have made the pass a little too late as Walden steps on the inline. And the turnover will give it back to Merrill Hyde. Jenna Thompson out there for Clay County. Ella Eads, Baylor Walden, also Claire Kendall, and Natalie Smith on the floor for the Lady Bulldogs with 3:20 to play in the third quarter, and Clay County leading 46-11. Keith goes high post to right. Right with the left-hand dribble on the baseline now to Montgomery. Jumper by Montgomery, no good. Rebound Kendall for Clay County. Now to Eads to walk it up the floor for the Lady Bulldogs.
A little different mix in the lineup here with Eads running the point with the second team.
Yeah, he sent, I think, Matthews out. But now this could be what we see next year a lot because these are all freshmen and sophomores. And,
that one knocked out of bounds by Merrill Hyde. It will stay with Clay County. So, what, three seniors on this? Four seniors on this
team? Actually got five on the team. Hayes, Buford, Ashlock, Matthews, and then the car girl that's not here. She's a senior. But
right corner, three ball in the air by Smith. No good. Rebound taken away by Keith, who wants to run for Merrill Hyde. She'll back it back out and slow it down as Clay County may have matched up man-to-man. They have inside the jumpers. No good by Keith, but a push going to be called on Clay County, and Merrill Hyde will go to the line to shoot two free throws as the foul goes on number 10, Claire Kendall. Her first, team's third in the quarter, save before the shot, so no free throws here. So five seniors, that's a pretty big number to lose in a graduating class, isn't it?
Yeah, which three of them are stars, you know. Ava, she doesn't get to play a whole lot. She came over here from Livingston as a sophomore, I guess. Hadn't played in a couple of years, but she's a good team member, but doesn't get a lot of playing time.
Yeah, the only one kind of missing from this lineup is the junior Lacey Wicks, of course, who'll be a starter next year.
Kendall looking to drive, goes to Eads on the wing. Eads, little fake, little drive, little step through, jumper bouncing, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Merrill Hyde. It will stay with Clay County. That's a pretty move there that might not have gone back in your coaching days, that little Euro step.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff getting by that been walks.
Yeah.
Well, especially when I first started.
Yeah.
I think when I quit, it's still been a walk.
Eads goes down low, Walden, fall away in the lane, banking no good. What we got, a travel called on Clay County.
Yeah, I think her feet hit the floor before she released that one, Craig. And, of course, Halen Garrison, the other freshman that's definitely going to see a lot of playing time next season, coach, mixing in this lineup. So we are losing some leaders, some great Lady Bulldogs, but we've got a lot of young talent coming.
A lot of this season is still to play, we hope, though, for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs as Areza works at front court with a minute 40 to play and a 35-point Clay County lead, 46-11. Areza through the hands of Mingle as that pass a little too hot for her to handle and out of bounds. So the turnover going to give it back to Clay County before they play it in, though. Halen Garrison going to check back in for the Lady Bulldogs. Ella Eads going to sit down. Walden goes inbounds to Garrison to bring it front court. Garrison dribbling top of the key. Backs it back out to Kendall. Kendall skips in the corner. Walden. Walden back to Smith. Smith right side now to Thompson. They'll swing it now to Garrison. Garrison into the paint. Goes to Kendall. She's got an open look at a three. That one's off the back iron. Bouncing no good. Walden with the offensive rebound. Back up no good, but a foul going to be called. And two free throws for Baylor Walden.
Actually, Jenna.
Yeah, is it Thompson?
Thompson, sorry. Sorry about that. I saw the three. And
all right.
Thompson going to the free throw line to shoot two.
One mistake out of a dozen new players.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
We'll let you go with
thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just don't make two is what you're saying.
That's right.
Thompson misses the first free throw. First miss from the free throw line tonight for Clay County. They were 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Thompson, chance to add to her 2-point total on the night. Second free throw on the way. That one banks no good. Rebound taken away by Tatiana Wright for Merrill Hyde, and a jump ball going to be called, and it will go to Merrill Hyde. They'll play it on the end line. A little face guarding here by Natalie Smith, trying to deny Areza from touching it, and pretty smart move there by Coach Walker. She is pretty much their offense.
Yeah, she's.
Push foul.
By far the best ball
handler.
If we're not pressing now like we were earlier.
Smith will pick up her first, team's fourth. So for the next 53 seconds, Merrill Hyde will be in the bonus. Inbounds goes, tried to hit Areza. Smith knocked it away, but Areza going to chase it down in the backcourt.
Of course, Natalie Smith, the District 7A freshman MVP this year, she's played quite a bit throughout the season. And with plays like that, she got the length. She's a really good defensive player and can knock down the threes, too.
Kendall drops it off to Smith. Shot going to be blocked away by Jenna Wright and out of bounds by Merrill Hyde. Touch last by the Lady Hawks. So Clay County will play it in on the baseline with 33 seconds to play in the quarter. As the inbounds goes to Walden. Walden to Garrison. Back to Smith, stepping in the corner. Her three is no good. Rebound taken away by Areza, wanting to key the break with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Areza, scoop layup, bouncing good by Sydney Areza. Her first two of the night as Clay County brings it front court with 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Garrison, left side to Smith. Smith will drive. Smith to Walden on the right wing. Walden with 2 seconds. To Smith, right baseline jump shot, no good, and we're through three quarters. After three complete, it's Clay County 46, Merrill Hyde 13.
Science.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Quarterfinals here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank, where Clay County's in control and looks to advance to the semifinals on Monday night. They're up 46-13. Headed into the fourth quarter, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock, both into double figures. Buford with 14, Ashlock with 10. Madison Hayes, Ella Eads, Lacey Wicks, Kendall Matthews, Claire Kendall, and Jenna Thompson, all with 2 points in this one. And both Halen Garrison and Baylor Walden have 5 for the Lady Dogs. Elizabeth Keith leading the way from Merle Hyde with 7 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street, across from the post office in Salina, to see all they have to offer, Craig.
Make you work a little bit too, aren't they, these Lady Bulldogs are, with all the scoring they've been able to do tonight, as Areza brings it front court on the right side. Had it knocked away, but it rolls right to right, tries to go back to Areza, but Smith will step in to steal it for Clay County. Natalie into the front court. In the corner to Garrison. Garrison dribbles out with the right hand. Back to Smith. Smith will fake, will drive, gets inside. Layup bouncing, no good. But she'll go to the line to shoot two as a foul called on Merrill Hyde. Jenna Wright picking up her second. Team's first here in the fourth quarter. And Natalie Smith to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw by Smith. Bouncing, no good. She'll have a second opportunity.
Yeah, you have to think for sure we're not going to see the starters anymore. A good outing for Buford and Ashlock, I thought, Coach. Ashlock's kind of become more offensive-minded here in the postseason. She continued that tonight to start.
Yeah, toward the end of the year, she just started playing a lot better. As we've talked about it over and over, you know, after missing so much the last 2 years with all her health issues, she's just kind of, I think, now getting comfortable with playing a lot, and it's got where she can play a whole game without having to be taken out. Well,
yeah,
she's
really,
really playing good.
You got Hallie Buford knocking down a few from distance, Craig.
Right.
And we talked about that, too. The two seniors coming out and doing what they need to do.
You know, Mandy, I don't think she got a shot the first quarter. We was getting so many steals and stuff. Everybody else was getting the shots. You know, she
That's
didn't get
true.
To score much, but it's not because she can't.
Areza rebounds the Walden miss. That free throw by Natalie Smith, that always makes me happy when everybody gets in the scorebook, Coach, and that's what as Mingle knocks that one down. They've dressed 11, all 11.
That's
scored,
good.
And that's what you like
that's
to
good.
See, isn't it?
Yeah, now Natalie sometimes has some big games. So she had 15 one night against Gordonville, I believe. She had two big threes against Pickett the other night in that championship game.
Yeah, had a big game at Clark Range, too, also this year.
Timeout taken here. Kendall with the driving layup to give her 4. 30-second timeout call with 6:24 to play in the game. It's Clay County 49, Merrill Hyde 17. Back in a moment.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Quarterfinals being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank. Clay County's been in control of this one for a while, Craig.
Yeah, they took over early as they got some shots to fall early. Strong to the rim, then the threes kind of opened it up, and they've just been in complete control. Continuous clock going right now. Is that one going to roll good for Elizabeth Keith with a chance of the three-point play? Foul going to go on Jenna Thompson, picking up her first, team's first in the quarter, and Elizabeth Keith has a chance to be the first Merrill Hyde player to go into double figures. Free throw by Keith is good. As they cut the lead down under 30 now, it's 49-20 as Smith will bring it front court to Garrison. Garrison up top to Kendall in the lane, back to Thompson in the corner now to Smith. Smith will skip it right side, Garrison. Her three in the air is bouncing, no good. Rebound taken away by Merrill Hyde in the crowd. As there to pull it away was Montgomery, and now it'll be Merrill Hyde with possession as they'll bring it front court. And Clay County content to let them just walk it up the way they're doing right now to burn as much clock as possible. Right. Tatiana right around the screen. Gets to the rim. Driving layup. Good. Tatiana holder right with her first two. Garrison in the front court. Backs it back out to Smith. Smith back to Garrison. Garrison between the circles against this matchup zone, 1-2-2. Kendall up top now to Walden. Right side, Garrison with the left-hand dribble. Garrison down low to Kendall. Pretty move in the lane by Claire Kendall. The little half hook in the lane to score her 6 point of the game. How big is she, Coach? She looks every bit of, what, 5'8", 5'9"?
She's not that tall.
Not that tall?
We don't have anybody out there 5'6".
Oh.
We're small with this lineup. That's the thing that worries me next year. These little girls can play, but we're just going to be awfully small.
Yeah.
You're right. She is probably the tallest of the crew,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but
they're just all, like Coach said, there's not much height, you know, outside of Madison Hayes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
no true post.
Bella's the tallest player girl on the team, but
right,
when she's gone, her and Hallie and Maddie's, you know, by far the three biggest ones we got. Well, no, Lacey's taller than any of these girls.
Yeah, that's true.
Three-pointer by Smith, no good. Rebound kicks out of bounds. It'll go to Merrill Hyde with 4:31 to play in the fourth quarter, as it will be. Merrill Hyde gained some new players on the floor. I think they've played everybody now. Has Merrill Hyde. Inbounds goes to Areza back in there for the Lady Hawks. They're going to see their season come to a close here in Salina. Jenna Wright looks to drive. Double teamed, almost knocked away, but she'll get out to Mingle. Mingle now lost control, got it back at the half-court stripe. Swings it right side, dangerous pass. Good anticipation there by Natalie Smith. And, Coach, if you're looking at it from a coach's point, if you hit that with the right hand that time, you might be able to knock that one away.
That's right.
Stepping out to throw in is Sydney Bergner in for the first time for Merrill Hyde. Right on the right baseline. Will cross to the left hand. She'll work it inside. Stripped away by Kendall. Diving to tap it out to Smith, and she'll tap it over to Thompson. Thompson to the front court. Up top to Kendall. They'll swing it now to Garrison. Garrison into the paint. Drops it on the block to Walden. Smith in the corner. Thompson can't get the three away. Goes inside Walden. Walden kicks it out to Garrison. Her three. Bang! Halen Garrison has her second three. She's got eight. She's hit two free throws, two threes. Doesn't have a two-point field goal yet, but has 8 points on the night.
And Coach Sims, when she's been on the floor this year, she's proven she can knock those shots down.
Probably one of our most pure behind Hallie, you know, three-point shooters. I mean, she can really stand there and knock it down.
Smith going to hand off to Garrison. She'll take another money.
Yeah, knock it down.
Halen Garrison said, I'll show you I can knock them down. That's her third three. She's got 11. And Coach Dakota Hill wants a timeout. She'll take a 30. No, it's a full timeout. 3:08 to play in the game. Clay County 57, Merrill Hyde 24.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Quarterfinals being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank. We thank them for providing the TSSAA video feeds tonight to bring this game to Bulldog Nation, where Clay County is dominating. They're up 57-24.
Clay County in complete control. The continuous clock going with 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Lady Bulldogs going to advance to Monday night as Areza will throw that one away. And that's what this time of year is. Like we talked about, you don't want to get caught in a trap game, and Clay County definitely didn't tonight. As they came out, they took care of business early, and that's what you want to do, just come out, kind of get that knockout punch in early, and then kind of just coast throughout the rest of the game.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the Lady Dogs did.
Garrison in the front court to Kendall. Kendall, high post, ball knocked away by Mingle, stolen away by Areza. Areza in the front court will drive, gets inside, jumper banking good. And I think we've kind of, in the last few trips that she's had the ball, Coach, we've seen what she can actually do.
Yeah, she's a pretty decent player. If she was on our team, she could probably help us some.
Clay County's Walden with it. Now to Smith. Smith dribbles between the circles. Left side now to Kendall. Kendall will swing it to Garrison. Garrison, another three. That one bounces no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Walden on a pretty tap to herself. Kendall back to Garrison. Garrison will skip it to Smith. Oh, the quick crossover. Smith, little ankle breaker to the rim. Layup no good. Rebound Walden on a second chance. Her layup no good, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. And Natalie Smith, that crossover to the left hand was a pretty drive.
Yeah, we've seen that from the freshman all season long, Craig. I mean, she's just a really good all-around player. She can break you down off the dribble. She can shoot the three, and just pretty consistent player so far for a young girl.
Yes, she is.
Baylor Walden's free throw is good. As she now has her 6 points of the night. Second free throw coming up with 1:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Second one on the way. That one good again. We talk about free throw shooting. They are 3 of 4 in the fourth quarter are the Lady Dogs, and they have shot 12 in the game, made, 9 out of 12, so 75%. That's not too bad with all the players they play.
That's pretty good.
The front court with it is Mingle. Mingle, man-to-man by this young group for Clay County. Right side, Tatiana. Holder right inside. Mingle got open. Layup good. Presley Mingle. Mingle has 8 points now for Merrill Hyde as Garrison brings it front court. Garrison to Kendall. Kendall will go to Thompson on the left side. Thompson back to Kendall. Right side, Garrison. Garrison dribbling with the left hand. Works it up top. Bounce pass to Smith. No look to Walden. To Garrison. The extra pass for the three. No good. Smith with the offensive rebound. Back right back to the rim. Layup good, Natalie Smith. For first field goal, that's what you want to do. You get that offensive rebound, take it right back to the rack.
Yeah, and you see these young players running offense and playing together.
They're doing good.
61-28, 50 seconds to play as Tatiana Holder rights, jumpers no good. Long rebound chased down in the corner by Keith, then taken away by Thompson, but then out of bounds off Merrill Hyde. It will go to Clay County. Natalie Smith to throw in. As she'll play it in to Garrison. As you look ahead, Coach, everybody's always talked the next game coming up, the most pressure-packed game in the postseason. Do you agree with that?
Probably so.
Walden on the right baseline. Backs it back out to Garrison. Garrison in the corner. Thompson, her three in the air is no good. Keith, another offensive rebound. Through the lane pass to Thompson. Thompson jumper inside, no good. Walden will clear the rebound to Kendall. Kendall backs it back out to Garrison with 12 seconds. Garrison goes right corner now to Thompson. Thompson back to Smith. Smith with the left-hand dribble, just dribbling out the time as Clay County is going to advance. The Lady Bulldogs are moving to the region semifinals with a 61-28 win over Merrill Hyde. We'll have more from Salina in just a moment.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show. We just witnessed Clay County advance to the Region 4A semifinals Monday night with a 61-28 victory over Merrill Hyde. Now we'll do the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Coach Sims, not a whole lot to talk about. We talked about it in the pregame show. Clay County just need to come out and take care of business, and that's just what they did.
Well, the game went just like I thought it would and hoped it would. You know, we come out and took it away from them about 10 times the first quarter, got a bunch of layups and, you know, got some easy looks and, you know, scored 22 and probably could have been more than that. We missed a couple of shots, but, you know, didn't miss a whole lot of shots, but I just thought we played pretty well. Of course, you know, like I said, we got all those steals, and then he came in with the second string in the second quarter, and they did all right, too. You know, we extended the lead all through the game. So just a good, easy win, good warm-up for Monday night.
Yeah, and Craig, we saw some other things come out of this one. You know, we've seen some confidence build for some young players, and even maybe for the best player on this team. You know, we saw Hallie Buford getting the open looks and knocking them down. In District 7A, she doesn't get those looks anymore. And, you know, hadn't really got to be clean to shoot the three. So, big night for her, I thought, too.
Well, you look at it, and as the grind of the season goes along, sometimes these younger kids don't get much playing time. But tonight, they were able to get some playing time in a big region game.
Yeah.
And that kind of rewards them for that work and practice. So, that's a great thing just for the younger kids to be able to build on. And for somebody like a Buford, sometimes you need a game like this to just kind of say, hey, let's recharge my batteries here and just go out and hit the – couple of threes early, that makes you feel good. Ashlock did the same thing, kind of stayed into the rim strong. And I thought just a team effort from 1 to 11 for Clay County, I thought that was just the key, that everybody stepped up and played their game, didn't try to force anything, didn't try to make anything happen that they couldn't make happen, and just really worked out for them.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, we talked about some other, besides the young players, you know, I thought Clay County came out. Sometimes these trap-type games, you see them kind of just kind of slog through them. Not tonight. This Lady Bulldog team is ready to go.
That used to be kind of my worry, when, especially if we'd already played somebody and won by 40 or 50. You know, the next time, well, we'll probably go out there and, you know, just not be concentrating and, you know, giving half effort. But like you say, I didn't see that tonight. I thought we came out really getting after it and playing with some intensity and, you know, put the game away quick.
We'll go through the scoring here, Craig, if you want to. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
And, you know, nowadays with the media the way it is, they know the quality of the competition. So
sure.
You, in your head, you've got to keep focused. I thought they really showed a good show that they were all focused here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. For Mel Hyde, ended up getting some points in the second half. We saw Elizabeth Keith get into double figures with 10 points. Presley Mingle ended up with 8. Sydney Ariza had 4. Tatiana Holder-Wright, we had 2, and Ruby Blackburn, 2. And Coach Sims, you know, that's something we saw once, you know, we kind of backed off and brought in some young players. They had a couple of capable players that could score.
That Ariza girl, we took the ball away from her some, you know, with our best players out there. But, you know, she's a quality player. I think she could play in this district. I don't know how many others they had, but, yeah, they did a lot better. You know, well, we quit Preston and stuff,
sure.
You know, let them run their half-court offense. You know, they looked pretty decent.
For Clay County, Craig, you said 11 players on the bench, all 11 getting on the board. You're welcome to go through that if you'd like.
Oh, no, I'll let you. That's what I like. I like when everybody can score, that just the team feels good about it. You could tell that they were really one, and they set it up for Madison Hayes to take a three-point field goal. I think if she'd have made that one, I think that bench would have just exploded there. That shows you just good camaraderie with the team. And like I said, the first time I've seen them, and these kids look like they have fun playing with each other, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah. We'll go down the list here. Jenna Thompson ended up with 2. Claire Kendall had 6. Natalie Smith, 3. Kendall Matthews, 2. Lacey Wicks, 2. Ella Eads, 2. Madison Hayes, 2. And then 3 in double figures. The freshman, Halen Garrison, she made 3 threes, 2 of those coming in the fourth quarter. Ended up with 11 points tonight. Bella Ashlock talked about her good start. She ended up with 10. And leading the way, the leading scorer for the Lady Dogs, Hallie Buford. And we'll transition right in to the TDS top performer from tonight's game. And guys, we talked about it in the break, really no other way to go but with Hallie Buford, Coach Sims.
I agree. She hit some threes and took to the hole and got a lot of steals, you know, dished off some, but I thought she just, you know, best player out there tonight. And she is most nights. I've said all year, you know, she's best player in the district, and she didn't win it this year, but I'd still take her above the two that's picked the ahead of her.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. And that's something, you're right, you touched on it there. We think of Hallie Buford being Clay County's offensive threat, an offensive player. Tonight she wasn't. This was, you know, and again, this is a game Basically, the senior knew they were going to win, but it didn't stop her intensity tonight, Craig. She came out, and you're right, Coach, I kind of forgot about it. Had multiple steals on the back end of that pressure.
I thought that was a key, the deflections. I don't know how many they have, but they had to have 20 deflections at least, maybe more, for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. And that, when you get deflections and you get out into transition, that just kind of takes the heart of a team, and that's kind of what they did, because you're not only scoring, but you're making them run too, and that just kind of wears them down. Clay County able to do that tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Tonight's top performer is Hallie Buford. We've talked about her throughout the season. Coach Sims has sung her praises, and we all have. Bottom line, guys, the Lady Bulldogs would not be headed to the semifinal round without Hallie Buford.
No, and probably not without Bella either, or maybe not without Maddie. You know, they're
right.
All, everybody's valuable, but she's just maybe a little more valuable, you know, I guess you'd say, but because, you know, it's hard for us to beat a decent team unless she has a pretty good game, you know, it just is. And we've seen her all year take games over when she had to, you know, Macon County, you know, beat them in overtime. She brought the ball length of the court and took the hole and scored. We won, you know, and she's done that, you know, Matt several times, just give her the ball and tell everybody to get out of her way and you let her score, and she usually does it, but she's just a really good player.
Tonight's top performer is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, good night tonight here for Clay County and the Lady Dogs. They'll be moving on to Monday night's 7:30 semifinal round at East Robertson High School is what we think. We did get one halftime score from that game. We don't have a final yet, but it looked like East Robertson was in control of Red Bowling Springs. So third time the Clay County Lady Bulldogs will be meeting the East Robertson Lady Indians. We split with them during the regular season. We beat East Robertson here at home early in the season, Craig, then traveled up there, lost a six-point game. We were without Madison Hayes, best I remember. So should be a good contest. The number one Lady Indians out of District 8A, and the number two Lady Bulldogs going to clash Monday night.
I always think that's an advantage, too, if you can schedule, and it kind of works out to where you've gotten a game on the floor where you have to go play that region tournament. And that's going to help them out, I think, because they're not going to be as surprised going into an environment. If you know a little more about it, you're a little more comfortable, and that just means a whole lot to be able to go into a region semi.
Coach, what's your take on a potential matchup with the Lady Indians?
Well, I saw the game here. I didn't see the game down there. You know, we won here by 18, I think it was. Now, it was probably a little closer game than that. They've got a good freshman that I think she had maybe 12 the first time and 14 the second. But Matt said maybe they got a shooter that pretty much a standstill-like player, doesn't move a lot, just stands there and shoots it. And we let her get like 15. He said we got to do a lot better job on her. But I don't remember a whole lot about them. I don't remember them this hitting me like, man, this team is great, you know, or anything like that. I don't think they're in Pickett County's league or anything like that.
Oh, no.
But now, you know, they beat us once, so they can definitely do it again. But, you know, I still feel like if we play, you know, like we are capable, like we've been playing lately, I think we'll have success.
Yeah, and Greg, you know, most of the time we see these postseason tournaments being at a neutral site.
Mm-hmm.
This is a home game for East Robertson Monday night.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be packed. But like you said, if Clay County's played over there already, then there'll probably a lot of fans go over there with these Lady Bulldogs as well. So, I don't really understand them playing a home game that way. But
evidently, that district down there—that's where they want to have the tournament at, because they had it down there 2 years ago.
Huh?
And I think our coaches have talked to them about maybe trying to come this way a little closer, and maybe we go that way a little closer, but they won't talk about it. They won't have it there. So when it's our turn, they get to come to Livingston or Jackson County or somewhere. If that's what they want, then that's what they get.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to get Monday night, is the Lady Bulldogs get that 20th win here tonight, Craig, just like you said, to move on to the Region 4A semifinals. Just a great night here for Clay County. We talked about this team all season long. We felt like they had a chance to go deep into postseason, and they took that next step here tonight, guys. Coach Sims, as always, love your insight and having you here with us.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed doing it.
And Craig, been an honor to have you on board. Looking forward to tomorrow night, and you and I are going to make the trip to Joe Burns to watch the Clay County Bulldogs take on the number one seed, Joe Burns Red Devils up there. You know, the biggest thing about that, a four versus a number one. But Clay County's been there before, and we've seen what Coach Edwards and these Bulldogs can do. So looking to forward to a great game tonight, tomorrow night, too.
The thing about it is, Coach Edwards has got a few days to get ready, and
that's
he's one of the best coaches around. I mean, he will have them ready, and he'll know what he's going into, and he'll have this team ready. And in a one game opening up a tournament, I'd take him. You know, he's a pretty good coach. He's going to get them ready. And like you said, I've done this 40 years. Never been to Joe Burns High School.
Well, we haven't either. We've been there for a football game, but never been for a basketball game. So we'll make that trip together and mark something else off the list, Coach.
We played them in my first sub-state, but we didn't play there. We played at Springfield High School in 1989. That's when they were still playing in a little Cracker Box gym and hold about 200 or 300 or something.
Wow.
And, they built a new gym since then.
Well, guys, I guess we better wrap this one up. Missed my cohort and broadcast partner. Hadn't done many of these without Daniel Strong. Appreciate him getting me lined out and kind of giving me his script and so I could run through this thing. And, Craig, appreciate you jumping on board here on the Horizon Sports Network.
I hope I did him justice because I know what people get used to. You know, you get used to your home guy. I understand.
No doubt about it.
I hope I did him justice. Hope we have fun tomorrow, and hope I do it again for him and just kind of keep the seat warm until he gets back on Monday night.
Well, like I say, it's been an honor to have you here tonight. Same to you, Coach Sims. We'll sign off here as Clay County advances to the Region 4A semifinals Monday night. The Lady Dogs beat Merrill High 61-28. For Eli Smith and Lauren Weaver on the camera tonight, Joe Sims and Craig Cantrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.